Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome and thank you for choosing to tune in to my show today. Today is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. The scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 51 through 58. I will be reading from the New International Version. Hear the word of God. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day, for my flesh is real food. And my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, I Am the Living Bread by NYC PCD.
I am the which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Thank you. shall live forever.
Has been read for your hearing. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today's message is entitled The Living Bread. I want to lift up verses 53 and 54, which reads thusly. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Gospel of John was written by the Apostle John to inspire faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. It is considered to be the deepest and most spiritual book in the Bible. It is in chapter 6 of John's Gospel, where Jesus declares himself the bread of life and delivers a discourse on the same. However, there are many things that transpired before the discourse on the bread of life. There was the feeding of 5,000 in Capernaum near the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And the other two names for the Sea of Galilee are Lake Gennesaret and Lake Kinneret. Even though the crowd was huge, Jesus fed the multitude with two small fishes and five barley loaves of bread. He healed the sick and the diseased. The people were determined to make Christ king. But he went away into the mountains. He was seen walking on waters of the Sea of Galilee. After the 5,000 were fed, the people began to follow Christ from worldly motives, for which Jesus was dissatisfied. So he reprimanded them and warned them against worldliness. But at the same time, he offered them spiritual food that would endure into everlasting life. John 6:27. Jesus is offering himself as food from heaven sent by God. Jesus is the gift from God that gives life. Jesus is the primary focus of faith to which God draws us to him. John 6:41-51. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. We eat the living bread when we accept Christ as our personal Savior and become united with him. Now, how do we unite with him? We unite with him by recognizing that he is the Son of God, sent to us as manna from heaven, just as he identified himself. He is the bread of life, just as he identified himself. He came so that we could have life more abundantly, life more abundantly yesterday, life more abundant today, in the here and in the now, life more abundantly tomorrow and eternally. By believing in his death, he was the sacrificial Lamb of God, crucified, died, was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead. And now he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. By devoting ourselves to living as he requires, this is how we unite ourselves with Jesus. Loving your enemies, living peacefully with one another, forgiving offenses, not bickering and having something going on all of the time, and serving each other. We unite with him by depending on his teachings for guidance, studying his word, attending worship, praying without ceasing, and praying particularly the prayers of supplication. Let us pray. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing song is entitled, O Living Bread from Heaven, arranged by Gary Matheny.
You have given and have filled my
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.